from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Larry Richard, and on the heels of day one of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, we take you there. And joining us is the Allegheny County Democratic Committee Chair, Sam Hens-Greco. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
It was a late night here in the East because Joe Biden's speech didn't end till after midnight. As you know, so give us your sense of how night one went for the party.
Well, it was a lot. There are a lot of speakers. It was a fun night. This is my first convention, and so it was exciting to see the speakers. Of course, having President Biden at the end was sort of the emotional high of the night. It was a packed house, tremendous amount of energy, and great messaging, I think, for the party.
You know, we haven't seen or heard from Hillary Clinton much. Obviously, this is in her wheelhouse. How did her appearance go over?
She probably had the longest sustained applause of the night. It was quite remarkable. She was extremely well received and very inspiring.
And what is the messaging from the party, Sam? What's the takeaway? What do you and the Democratic Party want to take away from this week?
Oh, I think the number one message is that that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have a vision of the future that is one that that America is a strong country. We're headed in the right direction. Sure, we've got issues. We have 320 million people. You're always going to have issues. Never going to be perfect, but you know they're a team that's working to address issues, making things better for the average, you know, working person. And you know they've got the energy and excitement to do it. They do not see a dark, dysfunctional sort of dystopian world that Trump and Vance have been, you know, sort of talking about.
And their criticism has been that Kamala Harris is so far left. Even Donald Trump over the past weekend said she's gone, quote, full communist. How do you respond to people that say, how far left is this party, Sam?
Well, I mean, I think that you look at the things that we've done in the last, that they've done in the last, you know, almost 4 years now. I mean, infrastructure isn't far left. Investing in America's future with the CHIPS Act or The Inflation Reduction Act, those aren't far left things. I mean, I think you look at what legislation has been passed, and where, the Biden administration has laid this foundation. I don't think that's far left at all. I don't think looking for common sense gun control issues is far left. I think there's issues you need to address. And like I said, if you look at the Biden, agenda for the last three and a half years, it's an investment in the country and, trying to make us a stronger, healthier country. So I don't see it far left by any means.
And the importance of Pennsylvania, particularly Philadelphia and southwestern Pennsylvania in this election, we have seen firsthand with the bus tour that started on Sunday with Harrison Walz rolling through Beaver County in western Pennsylvania to begin this journey that will continue, obviously, after this week in Chicago. Why? Explain to people, if you would, Sam, why Pennsylvania in particular is so important.
Well, unfortunately, it's the Electoral College, right? I mean, our votes in western Pennsylvania shouldn't matter any more than somebody who's living in Boise, Idaho. And in fact, I would argue that the Electoral College, is a disincentive for people to vote in those states where it's already sort of predetermined, right? And so to add up to get enough numbers to win in the Electoral College, you have to, there are certain states that it's uncertain where that vote's going to land. And Pennsylvania is the largest of the swing states. Allegheny is the second largest county in that. I don't know. I mean, I think Pennsylvania is critical for both camps to win the election. I think Trump absolutely needs, in most scenarios, needs Pennsylvania maybe more than Kamala Harris, but we are the one with the most electoral votes in any swing state. And so when I tell people I'm from Allegheny County, Pittsburgh, all the other delegates, their heads light up. They want to know what's going on in the ground. They want to know how things are going. It's a very unusual situation to be in for, 3 or 4 months every 4 years. So we're one of the centers across the country and arguably the second largest important area in the country for this election.
Well, we
very exciting.
We understand that, obviously the candidates will continue to, convince across the region and through the state. Right. So tonight,
and let me just say, Larry, let me just say this. I think what was very interesting and telling of what happened this past weekend, when you think back in 2016 with Hillary Clinton, if you recall, Hillary Clinton came to Pittsburgh multiple times, but did not go to places like Rochester or Washington or, Greensburg. I think what you're probably going to see more in this election are forays into areas outside of Pittsburgh. I mean, I think we'll get a lot of our, visits here in Pittsburgh, but, in Allegheny County, but it's going to be interesting to see how that rolls out over the next couple of months.
And tonight, the featured keynote will be former President Barack Obama, very comfortable in his Chicago town. And I imagine he'll go over pretty big with the crowd. A former First Lady also expected to speak along with the first gentleman, or how does that? No, the second gentleman. What's Kamala second Harris's
husband? Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Let me see to make sure I get that right. Yes, it's officially the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, will speak, Doug Kamala's Emhoff, husband. Right. Sam, appreciate you taking some time for us. Thank you. And we'll check in again, if you don't mind.
Sounds great. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Sam Hens Greco, who is the chair of Allegheny County's Democratic Party in Chicago. And we go live to Chicago from KYW in Philadelphia. Pat Loeb, welcome back to KDKA. Good morning.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So we found out a long time ago how important Pennsylvania is in these presidential elections. Certainly feeling that in Philadelphia. What was your takeaway from night one?
The night one was really all about President Biden, who is, after all, a native Pennsylvanian. The Pennsylvania delegation is right up front in the arena, stage left, and our Philadelphia Congressman Brendan Boyle suggested maybe the president had arranged that, and in fact, Delaware is right behind them, so maybe there's something to that. He spoke for more than 45 minutes, but he was frequently interrupted with chants of, "We love you," and "Thank you, Joe." And every time the crowd said, "Thank you, Joe," he would say, "Thank you, Kamala." He promised to be the biggest volunteer for her and her running mate, Tim Walz. And it was really kind of an overwhelming night. It was a very late night. It ran way over time. There were so many speakers and some of the biggest stars of the Democratic Party, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. So I would say for the Democrats this week got off to a good start.
Except for us on the East Coast, we're in the Eastern time zone because you know how we are as citizens. Most of us don't stay up beyond a certain time. You know, you got this mental thing. And so when the speeches came so late, I think a lot of people in the East probably tuned out.
And that's true. And you know what? So what you missed if you did not stay up for the president's speech was in many ways the speech he might have given Thursday if he'd remained the nominee. It was kind of a standard stump speech. He went through a recitation of his administration's achievements. He made some jokes. He talked both about his decision to run and his decision to step down. He said, "I love the job, but I love my country more."
Yeah, and almost like a mini State of the Union address combined with a little bit of a swan song, right?
Right. And he said he has 5 months left in office. He has a lot he wants to get done. He went through some of the things, you know, continuing to lower the price of prescription drugs and so forth. And he expressed confidence that a Harris-Walz administration would continue that work. But, you know, you never really know. When vice presidents step out from behind the president they've served, they have their own agenda.
Well, another former president will speak tonight, Barack Obama, along with his wife, Michelle, and second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, on the docket. And we also hear that Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is on a list of speakers for this evening. What do you hear?
Yeah, Governor Shapiro has been making the rounds of all the delegations. He's at a couple breakfasts this morning. He spoke to a few breakfasts yesterday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He gives a very rousing speech on behalf of the Harris-Walz ticket. And then he spoke to reporters yesterday after the Pennsylvania delegation breakfast and said one notable thing that he said was he really angrily dismissed this assertion that anti-Semitism played any role in his not getting the VP slot on the ticket. He said, you know, Donald Trump is the last person who should be talking about anti-Semitism after his remarks that there are good people on both sides after white nationalist demonstrations in Charlottesville, Virginia. And he said he's using Shapiro and other Jews to try to divide.
The 38-yard line of the Bulldogs, who deploy three-man front. They've got a blitzer off the edge. Throw down the line right to Boy. Boy slips a tackle at the 40 down the near sideline. The 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. Foot on the gas. And Salong, Boy Boy. Touchdown, Wildcats. Kane strikes with Qureshi on the first drive of the championship game. Less than a minute in to our opening quarter. 6-0 UPrep.
That is the voice of our own Dan Zangrilli, and we are ready for the KDK Kickoff Classic live at the Wolf Arena starting this Friday and Saturday. We've got five matchups to bring you. Tickets, by the way, just $12. And let's bring in our voice extraordinaire, Dan Zangrilli. Dano, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I know you put a summer of effort into helping organize all of this, and this is really unique to have five games in 2 days. How did this all come about?
Yeah, you know, we had always, I think, had internal visions of doing something really big to start a season. And our partners at the Wolf Arena, it's one of the best, most iconic high school football stadiums, not only in Western Pennsylvania, but all of America. I think ESPN said it was a top 10 high school football facility. Well, they were putting together some, and you know this, Larry, week zero is kind of an optional week, and they put together a great slate of games, and we connected with one another, and we partnered with them, and the games are absolutely incredible. It features a ton of absolutely iconic WPIAL and Pittsburgh City League teams, but also some powerhouses from out of the state. It's a perfect mix, and we can't wait to get going on Friday.
And our KDK Kickoff Classic at Wolf Arena is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. So let us in on who are the matchups.
Oh, boy. McKeesport starts it all off, and they are a really good program. The WPIAL 4A runner-up is going to play a really strong program outside of Akron, Ohio, called Uniontown Lake High. And then later that night, two games Friday, Woodland Hills will take on Erie McDowell. They're always strong. And Saturday, it gets really interesting. Steel Valley and Clairton, perhaps the top squad in 1A meets the top squad in 2A. And I don't know if it's the granddaddy of them all, but it's going to be darn close. Heavyweights for sure. Central Catholic at 3:30 on Saturday will welcome in a program that has a documentary by HBO from a few years ago, St. Francis Academy out of Baltimore, Maryland. They're a national program. They travel over 18,500 miles. They go coast to coast with their national schedule. Some believe them to be the strongest, perhaps the top high school football team in the entire country. And then the nightcap at 7 o'clock is Westinghouse, the Pittsburgh City League champion, the 2A state runner-up, against Beaver, the Bobcats program that is obviously storied from Beaver County. So I can't think of a better collection of teams and a display of talent, five games over 2 days at an unbelievably historic facility.
We're with Dan Zangrilli, the voice of our Friday Night Lights game of the week every week. So this just kicks us off, but you go right through the season and the playoffs, and you have a few lineup changes for us.
We do, yeah. We're going to be looking at a number of different games over the course of the year. The one I think I may be most excited about is the Week 1 game, and I'm not supposed to have favorites here on the schedule, but rare are the opportunities that a pair of state champions get to meet each other in the postseason. We're going to have that at the Pit in Aliquippa on August 30th. Aliquippa won the 4A title, we know that. Bell Vernon won the 3A title last year, and the two are now 4A schools with the reclassification, and they're going to meet one another. That's going to be just a clash of obviously different types of styles and how Bell Vernon goes about it, and then Aliquippa as well. And as you mentioned, we're going to go all the way through the playoffs, and we're the only outlet, frankly, that follows teams and broadcasts so many postseason games in November and December to the state championships as well.
And that continues into basketball season two, post-football. But in the meantime, we've added a few team members to our coverage, including Donnie Football.
Yeah, my man. Between Donnie and Johnny on the air, you're going to get a lot of Pittsburgh. Donnie Football played at Waynesburg. He's a star on the rise, and he's going to offer some really unique perspectives and I think a little levity to the lineup. And, you know, Doran Dickerson is part of the crew now, too. He's been able to do some games here and there, but he's committed to a slate around his schedule with you and the Pitt Panthers, Larry, and we can't wait to operate. How many places in this country have a three-man broadcast team on a 50,000-watt blowtorch doing Friday Night Lights?
I love it, man. And you guys do a hell of a job. I enjoy it very, very much. And on Thursdays, you kind of set up the weekend, right?
We do, yeah. And thanks for asking about what we'll be doing Thursday and Friday nights. A little wrinkle here. We're going to Dave & Buster's, both the Homestead waterfront area and then up at the block at Northway. We're going to alternate Thursday night, 6 until 8. Mike White joins me for a Quest for the Best two-hour preview, 6 until 8 o'clock, again, live at Dave & Buster's. And then we're going to have a post-game party, and we're going to invite teams to join us, not only Thursday, but Friday after the game. So we're going to have busloads of kids, parents in the community. McKeesport's going to join us Friday night at the waterfront. So Paul Alexander, Carlo Zofko, they're broadcasting until 11 o'clock. Dave & Buster's is open late, 1 a.m., and guess what? They're going to give 20% back to the high school football booster programs of all the sales from their party that they bring. So McKeesport's bringing a whole squad, the whole town, and we're going to have fun. Live radio show with a huge, huge live audience.
It is tremendous what you've built this into, and good luck to you on Thursday for the preview, and then it is the KDK Kickoff Classic again, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Dad Zad Grilly, break a lip.
Well, thank you, sir. It's here, isn't it? I suppose I should start getting ready.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Coming up, back to school, some of the things you are dealing with the kids. We've got an expert to join us. Also, Lynn Hayes Friedland will join us from Atlanta, Georgia, in our next hour. It's 8:53 at KDKA. The big news 24 hours ago was the Giant Eagle would sell the Get-Go's and create a partnership in the hits. It's amazing. The first question a lot of people had, if you shop at Giant Eagle and have a perks card, is what about fuel perks? Well, Giant Eagle's president and CEO, they released a video yesterday on social media.
Hello, I'm Bill Artman, CEO of Giant Eagle and proud team member for 39 years. I'm excited to share this important moment in our company's history. Giant Eagle has reached an agreement to sell its Get-Go convenience store business to Couche-Tard, a global leader in the convenience store industry and fuel retail business, who you may know as Circle K. Couche-Tard is the perfect fit for Get-Go going forward. They have a deep understanding of the consumer needs and a strong desire to take the Get-Go brand to the next level. This is more than just an acquisition. It's a partnership. And we are excited that together we will both maintain and expand the MyPerks loyalty program that so many have come to love. For Giant Eagle, this transition will enable us to further invest in our supermarket and pharmacy business through new and remodeled stores, lower prices, and more. We thank our guests and team members for putting your trust in Giant Eagle, and we look forward to many more exciting things to come.
Bill Artman, president and CEO of Giant Eagle. So Get Go's. Now, the question that I didn't get an answer to yet, I'm assuming they will keep the Get Go branding because they have so many, and it would be really costly to change them over to Circle K. And frankly, Circle K doesn't have the gravitas that GetGo does in name recognition here. So it'll be interesting. We'll continue to get more details, and you'll hear more from Bill Artman, who is, again, the president and CEO, homegrown and the first non-family member to run the company. And this is a major move for them, and we'll get some details on why they felt the need to do it and what exactly does it mean in the future. By the way, it has to get approved, and it'll probably take until 2025 to do that. So the two companies have an agreement in place, but it has to get the official go-ahead.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.